Takes us to Bahrain this hour, where Bahraini authorities have arrested 47 people as part of a massive crackdown on dissent that's been going on since the country's popular uprising in 2011. In a statement, the Bahraini Interior Ministry said those arrested are charged with having terror links, including plots to assassinate public figures. Well, the ministry added that the detainees were involved in foiled attacks across the country. Meanwhile, Bahrain's police has transferred the cases of nearly 300 suspects to the public prosecutor's office. The arrests come as the human rights situation in Bahrain has drawn strong criticism from leading rights organizations. Many have been jailed and stripped of citizenship since widespread anti-government protests broke out in 2011. Crossing over to West Virginia, joined by Mr. Colin Cavell, a former lecturer at University of Bahrain. Thank you so much for being with us. Bad just gets worse, and now we have, again, lots of arrests. Why now? Do you think that basically Manama feels that they can get away with it, that neither London nor Washington seem to be quite interested in human rights in Bahrain, and they basically can do whatever they want?
You phrase it quite well, Ms. Marzia. Neither Washington nor London care about human rights in this present historical situation. And the Gulf monarchies, particularly Saudi Arabia, is spending most of its time arresting princes and shaking them down for billions of dollars, disregarding human rights across the board in the entire region. So it is not unacceptable for these monarchs to believe that they can act with impunity. And the Bahraini monarch, the Al Khalifa family, has decided to try to quell and quash any type of liberatory voices or democratic voices in the region. What the problem is that they don't realize that this monarchy and all of these Gulf monarchies are an anachronism. The historical time on Earth has ended, and they just don't realize it yet.
Being that this has been going on since 2011 and today 47, we're talking about 47 people being arrested. That's a lot of people, actually. It's not a very large country, not a very populous country. How much longer can they go on? Obviously, they must feel that they are under pressure. And as you said, the time cannot go on forever. If you were in a situation with those who are resisting the regime, would you try to talk to the government at this point in time, or continue the struggle, or continue to put demands on this regime?
Just as 65 million years ago, the dinosaurs were exterminated from the face of the earth, and science now proves it was because of a large meteorite that landed 6 miles wide in the Caribbean, the democratic revolution that started in 2011 is like a comet or a meteor that has hit all autocratic governments, placing them in the dustbin of history. So I would tell the activists in Bahrain, which is the majority of the population, to keep doing what they're doing, but do not give credence to these autocratic so-called rulers, because they are in the dustbin of history. They are irrelevant now. And any type of monarchy, I know the Western press likes to say the activists are pushing for a constitutional monarchy. But what they should realize by now is that any type of monarchy is detrimental to their interests, detrimental to the liberatory voices of democracy, detrimental to their freedom. What they need is a democratic type of government.
All right, Dr. Colin Cavell, former lecturer at University of Bahrain, thanks so much for being with us out of West Virginia.